Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarker. It's nice to once again be living the life of Riley. This is episode number 176 of The Life of Riley, entitled Riley, the Bean Counter. Today's show originally aired on November 22nd, 1947.
It's new, it's amazing, it's Prell, P-R-E-L-L, Procter & Gamble's new Radiant Cream Shampoo in the handy tube. Prell brings you The Life of Riley. Prell, the shampoo that removes unsightly dandruff in as little as 3 minutes and leaves hair radiantly clean, radiantly lovely, presents The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. At least once a year, the subject of buying a car comes up in the Riley household. For example, in 1937, Mrs. Riley was heard to say to her husband,
Riley, when are we going to get a car?
Next year, I promise.
And then in 1941, she said,
Riley, are we ever going to get a car?
Next year, I promise.
And now it's 1947, and Mrs. Riley is saying,
Riley, are we ever going to get a car?
Next year, I promise. Did I ever break a promise?
Boy, you should see the swell Buick Pinky Johnson's father's got.
Oh, honest, Daddy, it's simply dreamy.
I wish Pop could afford a car like Mr. Johnson. Boy, some kids are lucky.
Oh, so just because I'm your father, you're out of luck, huh?
Oh, I didn't
mean
that.
Let me tell you something, young man. I can afford anything that four-flusher Johnson can afford. I ain't broke, you know.
All right, Riley.
I got a job. I get paid every week.
That's enough, Riley.
I got money in the bank. Plenty of money. I'm not a bum, you know.
Well, if you're doing so good, Pop, how about raising my allowance?
All right, have it your way. I'm a bum.
Gosh, Daddy, it looks like we'll never have a car.
Well, I know why you want a car. So every Saturday night, you and one of your boyfriends can park up there on Mulholland Drive till all hours.
Daddy!
And what about me? I'll freeze sitting behind that wheel half the night. Now, stop bothering me about a new car. We'll get one. We'll get one.
But when?
Next year, I promise. You want to go bowling after supper, Gillis?
Nothing doing. Tonight I'm going to stay home and enjoy myself. My wife's going out.
Well, what's the matter? Has Honey Bee been picking at you again?
Always nagging on me for dough. Yatata, yatata, yatata. Believe me, I'm glad I ain't richer. I'd have to give it to her.
That's a good point, Gillis.
And my kids always hounding me for things. If I was only a bachelor, would I laugh in their face?
Yeah, like they say, Gillis, raising a family is no job for a married man. Now, when we was juvenile...
Hey, look at that store window. Brother, what a display.
Yeah, they sure got wonderful stuff here. Look, a new Hoover vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, and look at that set of Goodrich Silvertown tires in the corner.
Oh, boy, my junior would sure like that Hallicrafter's radio over there.
Yeah. Hey, ain't they nice? Them Van Heusen shakes. Right next to that Savell refrigerator.
Yeah, they got terrific stuff here. Now, this is what I call a real drugstore.
You know, Riley, if I was a big manufacturer, I'd never put my name on the product.
Why not, Gillis?
Well, first thing you know, my mother-in-law hears I'm in business and she starts talking to me again. Who needs her? Hey, Riley, look what they got in the next window here.
Holy smoke, a Buick. Oh, I think that's overdoing it a little.
No, they ain't selling it. They're giving it away. You see the sign? A new 1947 Buick convertible, free. With each purchase you make...
Well, come on, what are we waiting for? Let's buy a box of aspirin and drive the cars home.
Read the rest. Huh?
With each purchase, you will receive an entry blank for our grand contest. Guess the number of beans in the bowl... Oh, wise guys.
Well, sure, what'd you expect? The customer who guesses closest to the actual number of beans will win this beautiful new Buick. All entries must be...
Oh, I'd give anything to win that car. No more riding buses to work. every Sunday I take the family for a drive. And in the summer we could take a trip to the Grand Canyon. Gee, I wish I had that car. I could sell it for $4,000.
Stop dreaming.
Boy, if I won this car, I can just see Peg in the kids' faces when I put... Gillis, I'm entering that contest.
You're crazy. What chance you got guessing the correct number?
I won't guess. I'll get the exact numbers. All I gotta do is get a bowl that same size, fill it up with beans, and then count them. It's a cinch.
Yeah, what? How do you know every night they don't put in more beans or take some out?
You know, that's the difference between you and me, Gillis. You don't trust nobody. You're a septic. But me, I'm antiseptic. Gillis, you really think they'd fool me?
Positive. Of course, if you had a spy in the store to keep an eye on the bowl so they couldn't pull nothing.
Yeah, if I had somebody who I could... Oh, I got a great idea. I'm a cinch to win now. What a brainwave.
What, Riley? What?
All I gotta do is... Oh, no. This is one time I'm keeping my big mouth shut. Where's Junior?
Oh, for heaven's sake, Riley, must you shout so? Junior's next door, Daddy. He went to borrow Mrs. Gillis's candlestick.
Did they shut off our electricity again? What's this country coming to when they shut off a decent citizen's electricity just because he won't pay his bill?
They're not shutting it off. I paid the bill yesterday. We need the candlesticks for the table. The Lockharts are coming to dinner on Thursday.
The Lockharts?
You know, Daddy, Don Lockhart's parents. They were passing through town, and Don's at Yale now, and they phoned, so the least I could do was invite them to dinner for Don's sake.
Oh, so that's the way it is. Romance, eh? Well, in that case, I'm glad they're coming. I'd like to have a little talk with this Mr. Lockhart.
Now, dear, you don't want to embarrass Babs.
Who's going to embarrass Babs? I'll just have a little talk with him, you know, about stocks and bonds.
Oh, you don't have any stocks and bonds.
I know. I'm going to talk about his.
Oh, Daddy.
Okay, I'll behave. I'll sit at that table like a dummy. You'll be proud of me.
Here's your candlesticks, Mom. Oh, hiya, Pop.
Oh, thanks, Junior. Babs, dear, will you give me a hand with the laundry?
Okay, Mother.
I'll see you later, Pop.
No, wait, Junior. I want to talk to you.
Why? What'd I do now, Pop?
I'll shut the door. This is private. Junior, get ready for a big surprise.
A surprise?
You know that drugstore?
Which one?
That big new one. Remember you took me there to show me the new bicycle you want?
Oh, yeah, the new bike.
Well, son, you're going to go to work in that store. Surprise?
Work?
Yeah, you love it.
But I don't want to work in a drugstore.
Okay, son. But don't you need some Christmas money?
Well, yes, I do. Okay, I'll take a job.
Attaboy, I knew you'd be reasonable. That's why I didn't try to force you.
I'll work at the gas station.
Nothing doing. You'll work in that drugstore if I have to force you.
Oh, but I don't want to work in a drugstore.
Junior, I'll make a deal with you. You work in that drugstore, and I'll let you drive my new Buick convertible every Saturday.
Your Buick con... Ma!
Shh. I want to surprise your mother and Babs.
Oh, but you haven't got a Buick.
I will if you work in the drugstore. They need a busboy, see? And then you can watch those beans in the window.
Oh, you mean you're in that dopey contest?
Yes, sir, and I'm going to win it. I got a surefire system, but I got to have someone in that store watching those beans in case they put more in or take some out.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, just for a few days until the contest is over.
Oh, well, that's different. Okay, Pop, I'll do it.
That's my boy.
And if you win, will you let me drive the Buick?
That's a promise. I'll let you drive me around wherever I have to go. And not only that, I'll buy you a chauffeur's uniform. Ten, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
But, Pop, I still don't get it.
Shh. 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Now, look, Junior, I bought this bowl, see? The same size as the one in the drugstore. And I filled it up full with the same kind of beans. Then I filled all my pockets with beans from the bowl. Wherever I go, I'm going to count these beans and keep counting.
Oh, I see. Yeah. And then when the bowl is empty, you'll have the exact amount.
That's right. Now, don't interrupt me. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25.
Oh, gee, Pop, you're a cinch to win.
Sure, just keep an eye on that bowl in the store. 26, 27, 28, 29, 30.
30.
Oh, Pop, it's after 8. You'll be late for work.
Oh, yeah. Now hide that bowl where your mother can't find it. 30, 31, 32, 33. So long, Junior. 34, 35.
Slow, Pop.
36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42.
Pardon me, sir. I'm conducting a survey for Parents Magazine. How many children do you have?
43, 44.
44?
Excuse me, lady. I'm still counting. 45, 46, 47. $20,995, $20,996, $97, $98, $99, $21,000.
Oh,
hiya, son. How's things at the store today? Any changes in the beans?
Oh, no, it's on the level. Nobody's touched the ball.
Fine, I'm almost through counting. The bowl's almost empty. I just got to count up this batch of beans in my pockets and I'm all set.
Well, isn't this your night for lodge meeting?
Yeah, I'm just leaving. So long, sonny. 21,001, 21,002.
So long, Pop.
21,003, 21,004, 21,005, 21,006.
Come on, Shorty, we'll be late for the movies.
All right, I'm coming. I'm just tying my shoelace.
21,007, 21,008.
Hey, let the man pass.
21,009,
look, mumbles.
Step lively, please. Watch the door.
22,548.
Fair in the box, please.
Pardon me, sir. I know it's very silly of us, but this company does not accept kidney beans as legal tender. Now put a nickel in the box.
Oh, yeah.
Move to the rear. Plenty of seats in the rear.
22,549. Excuse me. 22,550. Pardon me, madam. 22,551.
Yeah, that's right, Harry. I just put it in escrow today. That's the third income property I bought this month.
22,552.
What'd you pay for it, Frank?
67,500.
67,502.
I don't know, Frank. That's pretty high.
Oh, I could sell it tomorrow for 75,000.
75,001. 75,002.
Campwell Street.
Is this a 200 block driver?
75,003.
And what number are you looking for, madam?
212.
Get off here, madam.
213. 214. 215.
Get lively.
Hold it, driver!
Neat.
216. Oh, hiya, Gillis.
Oh, hi, Randy. Still counting the beans?
Yeah, I'm almost finished. 17, 18, 19, 20. I'm finished. At last. What a job counting that big bowl of beans. Over 15 pounds.
Never thought you'd make it, kid. How many beans in the bowl?
Exactly 221.
221 in that big bowl? Go on, you're full of beans.
No, wait a minute. There's something wrong. It must be 2,021. Or maybe 200,000. No, that can't... A minute ago, it was only 67,000. Or was it 75,000? 67... 220... What a revolting development this is!
We'll hear the second act, The Life of Riley, in a moment.
Say, Ken, thousands prefer new Prel, Procter & Gamble's radiant cream shampoo in the handy tube.
Of course, Prel's winning friends for two reasons.
First, there's glamour in a tube of Prel, because Prel leaves hair more radiant than any soap or soap shampoo. And Prel can't leave a soap film to dull the natural highlights of your hair. Prel-washed hair is radiantly soft, radiantly smooth.
Second, Prel removes embarrassing dandruff in as little as 3 minutes. Examinations by a group of doctors proved it.
And that handy Prel tube's winning friends, too. No messy jars, no slippery bottles.
So for hair radiantly clean, free of unsightly dandruff, get the shampoo to sing about.
P-R-E-L-L, Prel shampoo, leaves hair radiant, gleaming bright. Not a bit of dandruff is in sight. Comes in a tube, handy too. P-R-E-L-L, Prel shampoo.
By Prel. And now back to The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley.
Gee, Pop, that's too bad you had to buy more beans and start cotton all over
again.
Well,
that's the bridge, but this time I ain't going to let nothing mix me up. I'm going to start all over again with an empty head and keep filling it with beans.
Pop, the bowl's almost full enough now.
Yeah, just one more sack. There, right to the top. Well, here I go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
When does Gentry have to be in, Pop?
Tonight at midnight.
But the Lockharts are coming to dinner tonight.
I know. I ain't got much time, so don't interrupt me. Where was I?
6.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Oh, I'll get it.
14.
Hello.
15, 16, 17.
Why, he's busy. Can I take the message?
19, 20.
Oh, that's terrible. Yeah, I'll tell him. Hey, Pop, your lodge is on fire.
What? I gotta get down there. Here, hide the bowl of beans. Remember where I stopped, 22.
Yeah, okay.
And tell your mother I may be late for dinner.
But the Lockharts...
I can't help that. Which would you rather have in our garage, a long new Buick or them short, fat Lockharts?
Daddy's not late for dinner. Junior said it was a big fire.
Oh, I knew that lodge would catch fire someday. The way the members are always giving each other hot foots. Well, I better start dinner.
Mother, what are you serving tonight?
Well, I got a nice Virginia ham, and I thought we'd have some green peas and cauliflower.
Well, Mr. Lockhart despises cauliflower. I remember from last summer.
Oh, dear. Now what can I serve?
Oh, what's good with ham? How about beans?
Well, yes. That'll be fine, but I doubt if we have enough beans in the house. Take a look, dear.
Oh, let's see. Oh, Mother, look, there's a whole bowl full.
Where did that come from? Well, there must be over 10 pounds.
Well, Daddy must have bought another one of his bargains.
Well, for once it's something we can use. He'll be tickled pink. Put the beans on the table.
All right, Mother.
Peg, are they here yet?
Oh, Riley, why are you so late? Of course they're here. We're at the meat course already.
Well, I couldn't help it. Peg, the fire...
And look at your clothes.
Well, I'll go and change.
There's no time. Now, come on in the dining room.
All right.
Well, folks, he's here at last. Dear, you know the Lockharts.
How do you do, Mr. Riley?
Likewise, folks. I'm sorry I'm late, but we just now put the fire out.
Was it a bad fire, Mr. Riley?
Oh, you should have seen them flames murder.
Daddy, what happened to your clothes?
Well, you don't expect a guy to look neat after he's been in and out of a burning building half a dozen times. But luckily, I was able to save 4.
Oh, Riley, you were in that burning building?
Yes, sir.
That took real courage, Mr. Riley, carrying 4 people to safety.
People? Oh, no, slot machines.
Riley, you better eat your dinner, dear.
Yeah, pass the rolls, please.
I'll have some more of those baked beans, if I may. They're delicious.
We almost didn't have them. I was going to make cauliflower, but Babs told me you don't like it. And then, luckily, I found this bowl of beans my husband
had. That's the kind of husband I am. Always bringing home something for the table. If it ain't a bowl of beans, it's... Peg, are these beans my beans?
Why, yes.
From my bowl.
Well, that's right.
Everybody stop chewing. Nobody swallow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh, Rodney, what are you doing with Mr. Lockhart's plate?
Something wrong with the beans? I'm afraid I'm chewing some.
Oh, open your mouth. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. No, that's a gold tooth. 12.
Oh, dear, I hope there's nothing wrong with them. I just swallowed some.
What? Now I'll have to have you x-rayed.
Riley, have you gone crazy? What's wrong?
What's wrong? I'll tell you what's wrong. They just swallowed my Buick. '63, '64, '65. Oh, gee, it's 11 o'clock already. Oh, I just got to make the deadline.
In that case, I'm rooting for you.
Who's that?
It is I, Digby Odell, the friendly undertaker. I've been following you for 2 blocks.
Oh, I didn't see you, Digger.
You walk very quickly. But I always catch up with people in the end. Pray tell me, what are you doing out in the black of night with that bowl of beans?
Oh, that's for the contest I'm in.
Ah, yes, at the drugstore.
Yeah.
I adore contests. I'm in the annual one sponsored by the UEPBBJ.
UEPBBJ?
The Undertakers, Embalmers, and Pallbearers Bodybuilding Jamboree. Last year, I took first prize for weightlifting, but I lost the obstacle race. For the first time in my life, I couldn't get out of a ditch.
Well, it looks like I ain't going to win either. I had a system, but then I got all mixed up, and I couldn't remember what the number was.
You should have let me help you. I always keep my figures straight.
Then I started to count all over again, and my wife used up some beans, and I was all over town trying to get more beans, and now it's so late.
Why not just take a guess? I'll give you a number, 73541.
Why, is that your lucky number?
Yes, it's the license on my business vehicle. Use that number and you're bound to cash in.
No, I'm going to count them.
Then I will assist you.
Oh, that's swell, Digger, but we can't go to my house. There's people there and they'll disturb us.
Come to my place. There are people there too, but they won't disturb us. Hurry up. We'd better be shoveling off.
Hurry up, Babs. Come on, Peg. I want to be there when I win that car.
Oh, Daddy, you're just building yourself up for an awful letdown.
You never won anything in your life,
oh,
Riley.
Oh, that's gratitude. I try to do something for my family. I stay up half the night counting. Hey, look, there's the car. They moved it outside.
Oh, my, look at the crowd.
Yeah, come on, let's get up closer.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Maroon, my favorite color.
Hey, look at those kids. Hey, you, get away from my car, you kids.
Bye, lady. You haven't won it yet.
Attention, folks. Attention.
Oh, that's Mr. Roberts, the store manager.
The judges have just checked the entries, and we're now ready to announce the winner. The exact number of beans in the bowl was 24,720. And the winner, the contestant who came closest to that amount with a guess of 24,512, was Chester A. Riley.
Oh, we won! Look, I can't believe it.
Is Mr. Riley present? Mr. Riley. Are you here, Mr. Riley?
Yeah, here I am, in my car.
Boy, listen to that motor. How's it riding it back, Peg?
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, Daddy, it's just super.
Handles well, eh, Mr. Riley?
Oh, terrific, Mr. Roberts. I never drove a car like this. I can't thank you and your company enough. To think that just an hour ago, I was only a common pedestrian.
Oh,
and
look
now...
out, Daddy.
Out of my way, you common pedestrian. Did you see him jump?
Well, it's getting late, Mr. Riley. Would you mind taking me back to the store?
No, wait, we're coming through a highway. Let's see how she handles on the open road, huh? Oh, boy, this is living, huh, Dumplin'?
Wonderful, dear.
Too bad Junior isn't here. You know my boy, Mr. Roberts.
No, I don't believe I've had the pleasure.
Oh, you must know him. He works in your store.
Your son is an employee in my store?
Yeah.
Mr. Riley, would you mind pulling over to the curb?
Sure thing.
Now, may I have that pink slip I gave you?
Sure thing.
And the white slip?
Sure thing.
And now, may I have the keys?
Help yourself.
And now, Mr. Riley, please move over. I'm driving this car back.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Roberts, but I can't do that. You know how it is, new car.
I hate to say this, Mr. Riley, but you can't have this car.
Come again, Mr. Roberts?
Why, Mr. Roberts, what do you mean?
Your son works in my store. If you'd read the rules, you'd have known that no employees or relatives of employees are eligible for this contest. So I'm afraid
No, it can't be. You can't do this to me.
Well, I'm sorry. He's your son.
I'll disown him.
Now, Mr.
Riley.
But
he ain't really my son. He's my wife's son. I'm only his father.
Well, it makes no difference as long as she's your wife.
I'll divorce her twice. You ain't getting this car.
Now, let's be reasonable, Mr.
Riley. No, sir, you'll have to fight me for it. Take your hand off that wheel or
I'll... Riley, don't!
my feet. Oh, how much farther to the bus stop?
We'll come to one in a couple of miles.
Oh, these high heels are killing me.
Well, thank your father. It's bad enough we didn't win the car. He had to go and punch Mr. Roberts in the nose.
Well, I'm sorry, Peg. I didn't mean... Well, gee, what are you blaming me for? Junior's your son, too, you know. Gee, I do my best.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. Of course it's not your fault. Now let's forget all about it.
Yep, yep. Hey, a lift! Hey, would you give me... You'd think one of these cars would have the decency to give us a lift. Those car owners, they're a mean bunch.
The Rileys will be back in just a moment. Everywhere, people welcome new Prel, Procter & Gamble's Radiant Cream Shampoo in the handy tube. Mrs. Scott Johnson of Chicago, Illinois, writes...
I've found Prel to be the answer to soft, clean, easy-to-manage hair. Usually, there are several shampoos at our house, but now we all agree that Prel is tops with us.
And Prel will be tops with you once you see how quickly Prel removes unsightly dandruff, leaves hair radiantly clean, radiantly lovely. You'll sing about...
P-R-E-L-L, Prel Champ. Leaves hair radiant, gleaming bright. Not a bit of dandruff is in sight. Comes in a tube, handy too. P-R-E-L-L, Prel Shampoo.
Oh, we must have walked 10 miles.
Oh, my poor dogs.
If you ever enter another contest, I've...
Hey, a lift.
Why, Riley. Oh, it looks like...
Going my way.
Hello, Digger.
Oh, Mr. O'Dell, I'm so glad it's you. Can you give us a lift?
It'll be a pleasure.
Oh, thanks, Digger. Go on, get in, Babs. Get in, Peg.
Oh, dear, it's kind of crowded in here. I'm afraid there isn't room for you, Riley.
Oh, Digger, you gotta make room. I can't walk. I'm dead.
In that case, hop in the back.
It's a losing fight.
Procter & Gamble invites you to join us again next week to hear the life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. William Bendix can currently be seen in the Paramount picture Where There's Life. The script is by Alan Lipscott and Reuben Schiff. Mrs. Riley is Paula Winslow. Digger O'Dell is John Brown. The Life of Riley is produced and directed by Irving Bracker.
Oh, she was a prima donna, with always a man in tow. She washed all the finery on her with wonderful ivory snow.
Ah, wonderful ivory snow, a regular beauty bath for blouses, lingerie, and sheer nylons. And your hands will tell you why ivory snow keeps lovely washables lovely longer. Prove it. This week, wash dishes with ivory snow. When you see how it pampers your hands, you'll know it's extra kind to fine fabrics. There's no other soap like it. Ivory Snow's the only soap, both ivory mild and in granulated form. Make suds instantly and lukewarm, even in cool water. Your hands will tell you why. Ivory Snow is so kind to your hands, you just know it's kind to sheer nylons and lovely lingerie and blouses.
Oh, wonderful Ivory Snow.
S-N-O-W.
This is Ken Carpenter reminding you that for radiantly clean, lovely hair, get the shampoo in the tube, P-R-E-L-L, Prel Shampoo. And listen again next week when Prel brings you The Life of Riley. Good night.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.
Please send your questions and comments to host at classiccomedyotr.com.
Come back next Friday for another episode of The Life of Riley and check in on Monday for the next installment of The Bickersons. Please go to our website, classiccomedyotr.com, and click on the Become a Patron button to support our show on an ongoing basis, or click on the Donate button to support our show on a single-time basis. Either way, your support is much appreciated and much needed. Until next time, in the words of William Shakespeare, nothing is so common as the wish to be remarkable.